Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we're going to go through some NFL draft player comps here. So Matt Miller for ESPN went through and basically placed 18 players. He gave them 18 players that are first round grades. You're going to give them player comps. So I'm going to work on the quarterbacks and wide receivers later. I'll give you some of the defensive players here.
This is my favorite way to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're talking draft, NBA especially, I like a comp. Like, who does this guy project to be optimally? Or worst case scenario, like if it's a big man and you're like, well, he could be Tim Duncan. All right, what's the worst case? Olden Polynice. I like this.
Wow.
It sets up some guardrails.
And I've heard that name in a long time.
So let's start with a couple, the two corners that he grades as first round selections, which is Tarion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell. Tarion Arnold's comp, Devin Witherspoon.
I mean, Seattle got it right. And guess what? I know you can't give credit to someone when they don't take the player, but if the rumors are true, the Lions coveted Witherspoon. Brad Holmes would in fact have got it right. Witherspoon had a very nice rookie season.
What, Witherspoon with no Gibbs because they traded down.
Right. I think you ended up with the better player. But Witherspoon ended up being very good.
But Witherspoon's a player that you give a second contract to.
You win. I lose.
Quinyon Mitchell's comparison would be Jalen Johnson for the Bears.
Okay. You're comparing him to an all-pro. And again, just because a player goes to Toledo doesn't mean they're not good. He's a ball hawk. He's a guy who makes plays on the football. But, wow, that's a lofty comp. Do you think when it's all said and done, he's going to be taken in the top 12 picks?
Yes, I do. I think he's going to be that guy. And he hits all the measurables. And you know what helps him? Sauce Gardner. Because a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, we didn't think Sauce was going to be that good. He went to a smaller school, didn't go to a Power 5 school, and he turned out to be that lockdown corner. Yeah, he's got the size. He's got the measurables. Yes, I do.
He will be the highest drafted player out of Toledo since?
Running back. No.
Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
And maybe Bruce Gretkowski. Come on, you love your Toledo Rocket, David.
I thought glass you were going to go Lance Moore. Give me that nightmare all over again.
The glass bowl?
Was it glass hole? Bowl?
No one cares.
Did you say glass hole? That's what it sounded like you said there.
Wait,
wow.
What?
It sounded like he said glass hole. All right, let me give you the comparisons for the two edge rushers that he believes are first round grade. So Dallas Turner's comp would be Josh Allen for the Jags. And Jared Verse's comparison would be Trey Hendrickson.
See, that's real. Okay. That's really interesting because, like, Josh Allen, no one pays attention to because he's in Jacksonville. He has had a tremendous season. See, Verse, maybe this is the knock on
the kid. They think Josh Allen, they think the other Josh Allen.
Well, right. But maybe the knock on Verse and why there's such variance, there's just a differing opinion on the athletic ability, the high twitch quicks, the skill. Because Hendrickson quietly goes about his business. He outworks you. He's consistent. He comes up with big plays, but it's not flashy.
I was about to say he lacks a sizzle. You don't like, ooh, I got to see him play. That could be it. Because he, man,
I love Verse.
If Verse is one of those guys there at 29.
No, I just, that's the one.
But it's weird because I've seen him in the second round.
I've seen him at 8.
I've seen him in the top 10. Yeah,
8, 30th. And you're like, okay, hold on.
Let's get to these receivers because I want to focus on the quarterbacks.
Yeah, hold on. Name the receiver and then maybe okay. Rico and I can do a comp.
Okay, let's start with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Jesus. I mean, he's not Jamar Chase. He's a different type of player. Maybe
Jefferson.
What about a guy like an A.J. Green?
That is the comp. A.J. Green.
Tall, but not 6'6". Fast, but not Chase. He's just built in a lab, create a player guy. Mm-hmm. Route running, check. Speed, I got enough of it. Hands, elite. Mm-hmm. Toughness,
yep.
He's just
open, always.
Always.
So you mentioned Jamar Chase. There is a comp for Jamar Chase. So what player coming to the draft would be compared?
I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think it's might be two guys. I think it's Neighbors and Adunze. I think they're both potentially that freak show athlete. Adunze's a better contested catch guy. Neighbors probably has a little bit more of the Tyreek factor.
So Neighbors gets the Steph Diggs comparison because of that.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Rome Adunze does get Jamar Chase.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So then the last two wide receivers.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let him bask in the glow of this. This is Rome Adunze's uncle. Do you just say it?
No.
Do you believe your godson is the best receiver in this draft?
No. I don't. I think he's one of the top two.
So it's him and Harris.
Him and Harrison. I think that he's more marketable. Harrison's a little bit of a weirdo. I mean, just because he's so standoffish. I'm not going to do, he's not personable, whereas Rome Adunze does. So I can see him having the endorsements and having these types of things because people generally like him, whereas Harrison is good, but he may be more Calvin Johnson where – You didn't really see Calvin doing a lot of ads because he didn't have that personality.
Last two receivers before we get to the quarterbacks, Brian Thomas, comparison T. Higgins, and Adonai Mitchell, comparison George Pickens.
You mean A.D. Mitchell.
Thank you. Stop using this fake name.
Look, his mama named him
A.D. Mitchell for years. I'm not changing it now.
I know. Just going with what they say.
Government name.
It's like the whole Mike Stanton.
They have to announce it with the government
name.
Like,
Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton. You're like, what happened here? Those two names aren't even close. It's like after all these years knowing you, you're like, Mike, I'm actually going by Bernard now. What?
Hey.
You're David.
The man goes by the name of Todd Duckett now.
TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he's TJ.
He's Todd.
Well, first of all, where? Like, why would I ever care?
I'm just saying.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Okay. Let's move on to the
court. I'm saying, like, I lose track of college athletes. Yes. I don't know where the guy is.
He's alive. He's a motivational speaker.
Comparison, Caleb Williams. You have one. You want to guess the comparison?
Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie, who's a quarterback that throws a lot, takes a lot of chances, and is lucky?
I mean, Mahomes would be one. You could say... No. Older school, you could say Aaron Rodgers.
Ding, ding, ding. Aaron Rodgers.
Old
is
school A. Rodge.
I was going to say Brett Favre, but okay.
Yes.
Similar, yes.
Yes. I think that all applies.
You just sit there and watch the game like, how in the world did he make that pass?
See, that's Mahomes for me more than anything else. But it used to be Rodgers. Remember when Rodgers used to run around and flip the ball 50 yards downfield to Jordy Nelson?
See, Mahomes seems more of skill. Like, that just seems luck. I never bought into the fact. I was just like, this man's luck. And watching Caleb, luck, 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 luck.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Lamar.
Yeah, that's easy.
Is that unfair?
That's easy.
No, it's just the raw athleticism. Like, even when I went and watched him play this year, I know they weren't playing some great opponent.
I watched him play.
But there is a value that if you see a guy with athletic ability like that, they look different.
Hey,
it feels different.
Never count him out on 4th and 19.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike Tressel could brim his hat a little more while having Joe Bocci alone as a spy. I just think Jaden Daniels moves at a different speed.
No, he does.
Glides.
He does.
It's very scary.
Finally, Drake May.
There's a little bit of Josh Allen there for me.
That's who I was going to say.
He's not 6'5", 240, but he is 6'3", 230. He can run it. He's got toughness. He makes some stupid errors. Who do they comp him to?
Think Michigan State bowl game. He didn't look good in this bowl game, Mike.
I don't know. We don't make many of them.
Oh, Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Because Herbert even liked the Rose Bowl. He ran it for 2 touchdowns. He was awful throwing it against Wisconsin. And I'm like, Rico, this is the guy you're sponge bathing?
Yeah.
Rico ended up right.
Not about being right.
What about J.J. McHarthrob?
He did not get a first-round grade from Matt Miller, so he's not on here.
What is J.J.'s comp? Don't slander.
Then you know what? I'll just say 97-1. Because I was, you know what? As of right now, it may be Lance.
The opinions of Rico Beard do not represent those of anyone else on this station.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.